Hello and welcome.
Today, we're diving into a practical topic that's really gaining traction in classrooms, tiered activities and compacting. It's all about making sure every student is challenged at just the right level.
Absolutely. It can be tricky managing a class where some students master content quickly while others need more support. That's where tiering and compacting come in. But, Lisa, let's start with the basics. What do we mean by tiered activities and compacting?
Great question. Tiered activities are multi-level tasks that all target the same learning objective but vary in complexity. So, every student is working towards, say, solving linear equations, but the way they get there might look a bit different, depending on their readiness.
Right, and compacting is about streamlining the curriculum for students who've already shown they've mastered certain skills or concepts. Instead of making them repeat work they can already do, you offer them meaningful extension activities. It's about making the best use of classroom time and keeping everyone engaged.
Exactly. A key principle here is that everyone works towards the same essential competency, but at the right depth and pace for them. You're not giving different content, just adjusting the level of challenge and the support you provide.
And that's really important, isn't it? Preserving curricular integrity, so no one is missing out or being left behind. It also helps with classroom management, because students have clear success criteria for their tier and know how they'll be assessed.
And speaking of assessment, pre-assessment is absolutely crucial. Before you even start the main lesson, you can use a quick diagnostic, like a short quiz in OneNote or a card probability game, to see who's ready for compacting, who needs more practice, and who might need extra scaffolding.
I love that you mentioned OneNote. In fact, having all your tasks, model solutions, and even compacting contracts organized in OneNote makes the process so much smoother. It also makes everything transparent for students, which is vital.
Transparency is huge. When students understand what tier they're on, why they're there, and how they can move up or get extra support, it really boosts their engagement and confidence. Plus, if you allow some student choice, with teacher guidance, it feels less like tracking and more like personalizing their learning.
Let's walk through how you might actually implement compacting in a lesson. You start with your pre-assessment, record the results, again, OneNote is perfect for this, and then decide who's ready to compact.
Exactly. If a student is ready, you meet for a couple of minutes and agree on a compacting contract. This outlines what replacement activities they'll do, like creating a OneNote lesson tab, producing a short video, or tackling an advanced problem set. You both sign it, set deadlines and checkpoints, and then place the contract and evidence in OneNote.
And it's not just about setting them off and forgetting them, right? You monitor their progress at set checkpoints, reintegrate them into core instruction if needed, and check that they meet the unit objectives with an advanced assessment.
Definitely. Now, let's talk about designing the actual tiered activities. You want to identify a single, clear learning objective, like solve linear equations and use solutions to model simple problems. Then you create 2 to 4 tiers, usually 3 works well, basic, proficient, and advanced.
For the basic tier, you might have scaffolded step-by-step problems with immediate feedback. The proficient tier could involve independent, multi-step problems with a bit more abstraction. And for advanced, you're looking at complex applications, maybe even asking students to model situations or teach others.
And you always specify success criteria and rubrics for each tier, so students know exactly what's expected. Scaffolds and resources, like worked examples in OneNote or calculators, are ready to go, and you provide ways for students to move between tiers if they're ready.
I think a practical example helps here. Say your lesson is on linear equations. The basic tier could be straightforward equations like 2x plus 5 is equal to 17, with step-by-step hints in OneNote. The proficient tier might ask students to solve and classify equations, explaining whether there's one, none, or infinite solutions.
And the advanced tier? That's where you get creative. Maybe a modeling challenge involving factorial reasoning, or asking students to create a mini lesson for their peers, or even conduct an error analysis and explain misconceptions.
That's interesting, because it's not just about doing harder sums, it's about deeper thinking, application, and communication. and you keep all student work and exemplars in OneNote, so future classes can see what good looks like.
Plus, the lesson structure supports this. You start with an activation, maybe a card game or letter combination challenge to prime systematic thinking. Then a short, focused whole class example, followed by tiered practice where students work at their assigned tier. There's time for enrichment, a summary or mini test, and finally, homework and closing.
On the management side, visual signals help, like color-coded OneNote tabs for each tier, or stations with mixed ability groups. You could have a visible checklist so everyone knows who's compacted, who's in which tier, and who's presenting.
And don't forget rotating your support. While advanced students work independently or teach others, you can pull small groups who need more scaffolding. A check-in protocol, where students post completed work for review, also keeps things flowing.
Feedback is another big piece. Formative checks during tiered practice, simple rubrics focusing on accuracy, method, explanation, and communication. All of these give students and teachers a clear sense of progress. And for summative assessment, compacted students might take a more advanced test or do a mini project.
I love that you can also use digital tools like GeoGebra for modeling in the advanced tier, or devices for students to record short videos. And rubrics, whether printed or in your LMS, keep expectations clear and marking manageable.
Let's touch on potential pitfalls. One common issue is letting tiers drift into different content areas. The fix: always keep that single learning objective at the heart. Another is giving compacted students busy work. Instead, make sure their tasks actually deepen learning.
And yes, workload can be a real concern. The solution is to pre-create your tiered resources in OneNote so you can reuse them. Peer review also helps spread the load. And to avoid any stigma, allow students some choice, celebrate a variety of products, and encourage compacted students to take on leadership roles.
Before you run a tiered lesson, have your objectives and instructions posted, your pre-assessment ready, scaffolds and model solutions set up, and compacting contracts printed or posted. And plan your checkpoints for tracking progress in OneNote.
Final tip: be transparent, iterate, and use exemplars to refine your approach. Treat compacting as true acceleration, not an excuse to skip accountability. And remember, balance guidance and independence. Students thrive when they know what to expect but also have some control.
That's a great summary, Lisa. Tiered activities and compacting can make a real difference in supporting all learners, keeping them engaged, and using class time efficiently.
Absolutely. And with tools like OneNote and a bit of planning, it's not as overwhelming as it might seem. Give it a try, tweak as needed, and watch your students grow.